Now we come to this point in the Heidelberg Catechism in our study of the Apostles' Creed. We come to the third section dealing with the Holy Spirit. What do we believe concerning the Holy Spirit? Not only his person, but also his work. And question 53 orients us to that topic. And what follows in Lord's Day 21 and 22, the remaining articles of the Creed, are the effects of the Holy Spirit's work, the Spirit of Christ. What we find first in question 53 is two things. The first is that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. This teaching refers to who he is in his person. The Holy Spirit is not a creation of God. The Holy Spirit is not a being that became God later on. This says the Holy Spirit is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Holy Spirit is God. He is omnipresent, everywhere, all the time. He is immortal, never dies. He is eternal, unchangeable in his being, just like the Father and the Son. And yet we confess that these three persons, though each of them are God, yet they are only one God. The mystery of the sacred Trinity. It's a mystery that God has revealed to us and that he gives into our hearts, which is why we say, ask the question, what do you believe? The article of the Holy Spirit is not something we find just through reason or through the natural world. God reveals himself as triune. So we must understand who the Spirit is. He is God in every aspect of him. And he shares this deity with the Father and the Son. He is God. But second, we come to his work. What has he done for us in our salvation? And what does the Spirit do? He takes what Christ has accomplished for us on the cross and in his life of obedience and resurrection. All that Christ has done for us 2,000 years ago, the Spirit takes Christ and all his benefits and makes it ours. And how does he do that? Well, first, we confess that the Holy Spirit is the one who is given unto me. The ancient church fathers referred to the Holy Spirit as the universal donation, the universal gift, the gift of the Father and the Son to the church, whereby the benefits of Christ and his redemption are ours. He is the gift. He is, and at the same time, he also gives many gifts to us. We will find later in question 55 that when we talk about the communion of the saints, the Holy Spirit pours heavenly gifts upon Christ's members. This is different from the gift, singular gift, of the Spirit. And how is he the gift? He is the Holy Spirit, co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. But after Christ's resurrection, his ascension into heaven, and being seated at the right hand of the Father, he has received the fullness of the Spirit as the God-man, as the second Adam. And receiving the fullness of the Spirit at Pentecost, he has poured out that Spirit upon the church. So in a new way, although the Holy Spirit has worked powerfully in God's people throughout the Old Testament, bringing the gospel and salvation, regeneration, yet in a new and exciting way, the Spirit was poured on Pentecost upon the whole church. All participate in what Christ has accomplished. He has brought in the age to come. He has brought in all the benefits of the life everlasting in its fullness because he has accomplished his work. Christ has, and he has given to us the Spirit. As he says to the apostles in John, I must go away, but when I go away, I will send to you another, the Comforter, who will abide with you forever. And so because the Spirit is given to us, he is the one who by true faith makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits. Faith in God's word, the ability to repent of our sins because of the new birth, it's the work of the Spirit. That we are justified before God, adopted into his family, we are being cleansed and renewed after the new man and the image of Christ, work of the Spirit. And that he who began that good work in us will bring it to completion at the end, Philippians 1:6. He enables us to persevere unto the ultimate fullness of our redemption in Christ, which is the resurrection of the body and bringing in of the new creation. He was the one who will abide with us forever. This is what we believe concerning the Spirit and all that flows from the following questions in the Heidelberg flows from his work that he does in bringing us together to share in the fullness of the redemption that is ours in Christ Jesus. Amen.